Welcome into the Tree Fort. This is the Sweet 16 of the bitchin' bracket of fast food slash fast casual breakdowns. We've got, what do we got? There's 8 matchups in total.
So welcome. We have Joe Johnson here.
Joe Johnson, Philip Boughton, and the ever pleasant.
Are you sour, man? You're sour.
What is it?
It's one of the candies.
It's a power.
What the hell is it?
Hey, John, hurry.
Where's your water?
Where's the wrapper?
Rosemary.
Wearing her pony skirt today.
No, I'm not.
I was going to say, interesting fashion choice.
Yeah.
I'm wearing men's double XL sweatpants.
And they are flapping in the wind. Diving right in, what do we got as far as the matchups today, so, Sweet 16?
Yeah, I'll get us started on just half of it, and then we'll go through
get
the other
us
half
started
when we get
on
there.
The left half.
Yep. So last time, again, McDonald's beat out Boston Market, and they're going against 5-seed Arby's, who beat Sonic. So McDonald's, boy. Arby's, we have Smashburger.
Smashburger!
I was going to say, can she get it out the sour? So that's a 6-seed going against 2-seed KFC. Mm. And then we have another 1v5, Chick-fil-A versus Five Guys. Rounding it out, another 2v6 of Taco Bell versus Charlie's.
Okay. That's on the left side. What do we got on the right side for these folks?
1-seed Burger King against 5-seed Tom Walls. We got a 2v3 of
Yep. 2v3
of Chipotle versus Starbucks.
Mm. Oh yeah, that was the,
the weird gross one. Yeah.
Coffee and Mexican.
We have a 1-5 Wendy's versus Jersey Mike's. Mm. And another 2-6 of Popeyes versus Mall Food Court Chinese.
I've been putting in the time and work into this. Let's say my clothes fit a little tighter the past week, but I had Popeyes yesterday, just because I hadn't in a while, so I'm well versed. I had Taco Bell and I had BK earlier this week because I'm like, you know what? I don't know how I feel about those places, so I've got a rich tapestry of information ready for today. I came prepared. I am ready to fucking do this.
I was going to say, it's been a few weeks for me, but out of that, I've had McDonald's, Chipotle, Starbucks, Burger King, because I was just listening to us talk about the round one with the that big, long, juicy boy, yeah. Original chicken sandwich.
The real girthy fuck of the original chicken sandwich with the juices.
Yeah.
Shout out, Eli. Yeah. Eli and my buddy, Dan. Dan loves his juices and his chicken sandwich.
So it's been a while, because that episode was recorded like a month ago. And then I had Wendy's recently, too. So I've had a couple of these. And T-Bell, obviously.
Perfect.
Out of all of those in the last month, I have only had 20 garbage plates.
I was going to say, Roses had, you were going to say one.
I don't even think I've had McDonald's. I think I've only had garbage plates.
She texted me the other day that she had bug bites on her ankle, so she needed a garbage plate.
I was fucking frustrated.
To calm down.
I woke up mosquito bites, and I was
I got a few
garbage plate.
Yeah, I got a few like itchy cuts on my leg. I think it's from golfing.
I think a garbage plate would help you.
You told me Friday you had a garbage plate.
It wasn't from any of these fine locations, but it was okay. It was okay.
Okay.
We should do like a garbage plate bracket itself, maybe like 12.
Dude, I am sick of buying bigger sized pants, so I cannot afford to do that.
You just said you're already in the double XL men's.
Yes.
You got plenty of room.
So. We'll get some triple XLs for that.
Yeah. Just get a tarp.
Is there a such thing as, you know, there's like big and tall? If there's a such thing as like
small
short
and fat.
Short. Yeah.
Short. showed it up.
Can someone please make that, if not, so that I can be your number one customer?
Short and fat. Husky.
One of my friends is, like, a fucking just debaucherous human being, and we always joke that he's got, like, clown blood, so he'll, like, be in public just acting a fool, and he'll be like, clown blood! And I told him, I don't know how we're on the subject, but I was like, yeah, you know, like, people, when they want to lose weight, they just keep buying the same size clothes, thinking that, oh, you know, I'll work out and, like, I'll fit into them. No, I buy, like, two sizes up, knowing that I will fit into those clothes.
Eventually.
Yeah, and he told me that I had jester blood, and, like, honestly, it was the biggest compliment, so.
Gesture blood?
Jester blood. Like a court jester. Do you know
what?
Like
the fucking, what does it have to do with the.
He doesn't know what that means.
With the pants.
It means
no,
that.
I know what a gesture, like a court gesture is, but like.
A gesture?
Am I not saying it right?
Jester.
Jester? Yeah. Okay.
It means that I am also a debaucherous fucking human. Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Which is true, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. do we want to get started with the first matchup?
Let's get started.
McDonald's.
I want Arby's now.
McDonald's versus Arby's.
McDonald's versus Arby's. So we start with the food, right? So we go entrees, sides, desserts, beverages, or beverages, desserts. And then we do, if it's not a clean sweep, we go into the business side of things, the availability of the item in question, the value of the store in question, and the, what was the last one? The ambiance, which... We did get into very deep dives into the play place.
I was going to say, I have a follow-up on that because we talked about it. Well, it's not a good follow-up.
Damn it.
It's just a small thing. All so right. We're going to shout out Luke Dunkelberg. He let me know that the McDonald's up here that used to have the play place no longer does.
I know it does.
So did they physically remove it? Is that what? Because I know that we had talked about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we purchase the junkyard parts of the play place? And nice. Just set them up in your backyard.
I'll just never forget reading the website. You bring the kids, we'll bring the party.
It's like a QAnon McDonald's.
I've never heard a human being pronounce it that way.
Isn't that what did you just say?
QAnon.
That's what it is.
QAnon.
QAnon?
Anonymous. Not anonymous.
QAnon.
Anonymous.
Yeah, I never would have known.
QAnon.
I know what that is. I would have never known that's what you were saying by the way you said it.
QAnon McDonald's. Leave my talking alone.
This podcast McDonald's needs revised. I was gonna
say, Ronald McDonald thinks that the election was rigged.
So anyway, the entrees at McDonald's.
Yeah, what do we think? Well, what do we think just has better? Like, these are going to be similar restaurants, which is good.
So
similar style restaurants.
Yeah, agreed.
So yeah, from an entree perspective, what do we have?
From an entree perspective,
Big Mac.
You got the Big Mac. You got the McChicken.
Beef and cheddar.
We talked. Right. We talked about the McGangbang on the last episode. Did we talk about it on the last episode?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. It was two episodes ago.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you know that that's there. Arby's, the beef and cheddar, the Big Montana. The chicken fingers. I don't know. In thinking about it now, that's a tough call.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're obviously, like, one's a burger place, one's more like meats and like delicatessens kind
of. They've got the meats.
I feel like the other thing, like, now that we're getting deeper into it, there are so many things that fucking piss me off about McDonald's that. Well, I feel like also breakfast, right? They're, fucking McGriddles. Scratch everything I was just going to say. Fucking McGriddles, so all right? Good. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just going to go on a fucking tirade, but never mind everything I just fucking said.
Well, McDonald's. As you said that, I was going on that journey with you. I was like, you know what? She's got a, and then I was like, she's got even better.
Yeah. The hash browns.
Yeah, they're always so good.
The hash browns at McDonald's are what I have formed my, like, adult knowledge of potatoes off of.
What?
So I remember, like, the first time that I went somewhere as a kid and I got hash browns and it was, like, the home fry type. And I'm like, the fuck is this?
I can't stand that.
This is not a McDonald's hash brown patty. So McDonald's breakfast, yeah, that, I would say that that puts them, the Big Mac and everything, the nuggets. Nuggets were a staple of my childhood. Their barbecue sauce is pretty solid.
I like their sweet and sour, too.
Yeah.
Really?
They also have a bit more variety than Arby's, I think, right?
Agreed.
Like, you can get wraps, you can get salads. Can you still get wraps?
Arby's, I don't know.
Oh, what were you going to say?
Arby's, you can get, like, sandwiches, like normal sandwiches. They have gyros. They.
Oh, yeah. Are you saying that Arby's has wraps and salads?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know if they do. But I'm just trying to differentiate, because I know McDonald's, you can get more than just a burger, but you can also obviously get burgers.
So I guess like part of the tirade is that McDonald's breakfast slaps. However, since COVID, no 24-hour breakfast.
Fucking whack.
And that was like, yes.
Not here.
I didn't know that.
Nowhere.
What the hell?
They might have like...
I don't know about like bigger cities, but I know not here.
I thought for a while they did have like limited items, but it wasn't the fucking McGriddle. So, I think it's been entirely quashed since COVID.
Yeah, it's not all-day breakfast.
And it's, like, for me, like, really until all-day breakfast happened, my question still as a fucking adult was, like, oh, if you won $1 million, like, what would you do with it? And my answer was always, whatever the nearest McDonald's is to my house, I'd pay them for all-day breakfast. That was always my fucking answer. So, they got rid of that. As far as wraps, like, I fucking loved snack wraps. They don't have them anymore.
Can you get, like, a chicken wrap, or just, like, they don't have any wraps?
I'm not sure about that, but, like, snack wraps were my fucking jam.
Okay.
They used to have really good full-size salads, you know, with, like, the, in a bubble plastic, kind of like the Wegmans containers, that you could get, like, with or without chicken, grilled, or, like, breaded, and just, you know, put everything in there and shake it, and either they don't have them now, or they only have small sizes. So it's like, that's part of the, where it's, it used to be fucking banging, and it's just not as good as it was to me.
So, well, that was for and against McDonald's right there. I mean, we could put a pin in entrees if we want to come back to it.
Let's talk, let's talk sides. Because sides, I think.
This might go to Arby's.
Yeah.
Mozzarella sticks.
The mozzarella sticks.
I know, because McDonald's has fries.
McDonald's,
they're not very good.
I think McDonald's have the best fast food fries, period.
So, not every time.
Right.
I've noticed...
What do you mean, not every time?
I've noticed, like, a couple... Like, I don't... Again, I don't go to McDonald's a lot, but I had it pretty recently. And, like, the last few times I feel like I went, I feel like the fries were either, like, stale or sometimes not salted enough.
So, what you gotta do... This was my grandfather's... secret to getting fresh fries every time. You tell them you don't want any salt on it.
And they'll make a fresh batch.
They'll make a fresh batch, and then you put the salt that you want on it.
Do they have salt packets at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. I'll try that out next time.
Yeah.
He did that. So, that comment, notwithstanding, I think we're still going to probably go Arby's on
sides. Arby's has the curly fries and the mozz sticks. I would say Arby's wins sides. Beverages, though, it comes down to
McDonald's
Coke. I don't even know
McDonald's
what...
Coke.
It
McDonald's Coke slaps.
What does Arby's have? Are they Pepsi or Coke?
I think they're Pepsi.
No idea.
Either way, they lose because they don't do the Coke as good as McDonald's. What were you going to say?
Last night, Tyler and I like ordered from some place in town. We got like wraps, and I wanted a Coke, and he goes to McDonald's to get like the massive Cokes, and. I know that we talked about this before, that, like, McDonald's Coke is, like, did someone say spicy? I feel like I remember hearing
Or that's the Sprite.
Okay. But McDonald's Coke, I didn't think it before. Maybe it's just, like, a fucking placebo effect now. But I fell asleep on the couch, and I had a dream that I was chugging McDonald's Coke. And I woke up because I had fallen asleep on the
empty container.
No, with a full fucking container because I fell asleep. And I fucking chugged the McDonald's Coke. This is at 2 in the morning last night. I've been up since 2 in the morning.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Because you chugged it.
Because I fucking chugged a big boy of a McDonald's fucking Coke.
No, really? Does that much caffeine like get you going?
No, I just have a fucking shitty sleep schedule.
Okay.
But, can I tell you how
delicious?
Just that was the best feeling to dream that and then be able to wake up and do it.
Just do it. If you dream it, you can achieve it.
I had
and you did that.
I did.
You did.
Same vein. I had I went to Abbott's yesterday and got a milkshake after I went golfing and then went to a brewery.
Did it bring all the boys to the yard?
No, but it was orgasmic. But so have you ever gotten milkshake at Abbott's?
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah.
Do you know their super milkshake size?
No.
Okay, so their regular milkshake's like $7.50. The super milkshake's like $9.95. Mm. But it's fucking huge. So I go in there and I'm like, so you know big. What? I don't love myself today. Or maybe I do.
I want to shit my pants.
Which, actually, I haven't, which is very shocking. Because after we went to McConry's, shout out McConry's, for the draft party, that burger I had there, I didn't even finish it. But I went home, had a protein shake, too, because I need a little something sweet, and I just wanted it. I woke up and
pee-pee. What burger did you have?
It was the Irish burger.
Oh, that one.
I had pee-pee butt.
That one goes directly through me.
Yeah, dude. So yeah. I woke up at like 2 a.m. Thursday or Friday morning in writhing pain. Anyways, yeah. when I order the milkshake, the guy working behind the counter, I don't know if he didn't want to give me. Sure? Yeah, I don't know if he didn't want to give me that much ice cream or like if he thought I didn't know what I was talking about. Mm. But he like grabs the other size. He's like, "You sure you don't want this?" I was like, "No." I was like, "Give me the big boy." He's like, "Are you sure?" He like looks at me. He's like, "You sure?" And I was like, "Yeah." I'm like, "I don't love myself today." So I got it. I was a little disappointed because they always ask you want whipped cream. Usually, if you say yes, they'll give you whipped cream, but they take a little ice cream out. But we weren't even close to the top of the cup.
He clearly didn't want to do it.
With the whipped cream. Yeah, I know. I was like, I don't know why you are gatekeeping this ice cream. I'm like, I just want vanilla ice cream and Butterfinger. I'm not trying to clear you out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
In comparison to like McDonald's cup sizes, how big is this milkshake size?
It's probably... It's at least 32 ounces.
Jesus Christ.
It might be closer to 40.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's big. Like, it wouldn't, like I couldn't put it in my cup holder. Like, the base of it doesn't fit in the cup holder.
So it's like a big gulp, basically.
Yeah, so I had to, like, put it in my lap. Actually, you know what? I'm going to see if I can get an answer. So we can, let me see if I can look that up real quick.
It has zero bearing on the matchup we're talking about.
But yeah, but, well, she started her Coke story, so I just wanted to say I also pigged out last night.
Yes. Big drink.
So.
Sides.
Sides, Arby's, beverages, McDonald's, desserts. Arby's used to do like cherry or apple turnovers. I don't know if they still do, but I know McDonald's got the pies. They got flurries or McFlurries.
I think they do still have some version of a cinnamon. They used to have like four like mini cinnamon rolls kind of like in a thing together. Yeah. I think that they have some version of that now.
I think it's McDonald's big time.
For desserts.
Yeah, for desserts. So it's...
I'd go that way.
It's 2-1 with a pin in entrees. So two... McDonald's 2, Arby's 1 with a hold in entrees. So if we go availability, McDonald's is everywhere.
Yep.
So that's now 3-1. And then if we go value...
I don't know the price.
It's kind of a wash. But does Arby's probably have, like, a dollar menu type thing? Well, I know McDonald's doesn't really either, but...
No. Because I get the same thing every time.
Let me look up that real quick.
I feel like McDonald's is a bit more affordable if you use, like, the app. Yeah. They've got, like, coupon codes and stuff.
So let me just look at it and see if they have, like, a value menu. Oh, they do have wraps here, too, just FYI. Mm.
So,
what was I looking up?
The value of Arby's. Okay. Does Arby's have a dollar menu? But I think, so even if we get past the value, it's 3-1. And if we go to ambiance.
I don't even know what the inside of an Arby's looks like. So McDonald's are real nice, though.
Yeah, I'd say it's McDonald's.
Yeah, I go with McDonald's. I think McDonald's
moves on.
Yeah.
But Arby's put up a damn fight.
Yeah, that's a good 1v5 fight.
It was a good 1v5.
For sure.
So, McDonald's moving along.
They're going to be facing the winner of our next matchup, KFC, 2-seed, versus 6-seed.
Smashburger!
Yep. So, do you want to start us off there? Or, I feel like you guys are big fans of KFC and Smashburger. I don't go to either of them a lot, so I'll kind of... back you up here.
So, I guess to start, I have a question.
Sure.
You know how your beloved Long John Silver's is mixed to a, or like attached to a, you said KFC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that either menu is not the full menu of what it would be if it were like a standalone restaurant?
I don't think so. I think they're full restaurants. They're just combined.
Okay. Because I don't think I've ever been to a not combined KFC.
Really?
Yeah, because there's...
Webster one.
I don't think I've had KFC. Like, we would get popcorn chicken for Archer, but I would never get anything for myself.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Is KFC where Chicken Littles are, or is that a different place?
Yes, we've gone.
Okay, never fucking mind. I have been there. Yeah. Never mind. I was stupid. Continue.
Yeah. So, KFC, Smashburger, entrees.
Smashburger.
Chicken versus burgers.
So, chicken versus burgers.
The classic matchup.
The burgers are the...
human manifestation... Food manifestation of a fucking orgasm.
I like Five Guys burger better.
Me too, but that's just me.
Yeah.
And I know last time you guys had a lot stronger positive takes on Smashburger than I did, because I didn't recall liking
it. So I think this is where we might not see eye to eye on this one, because I think KFC's chicken, bone in the strips, the entrees that you can get there, the sandwiches, the popcorn chicken is the best.
I would think that popcorn chicken is a side, right?
Okay, popcorn is a side.
Are chicken nuggets a side?
Oh, I guess it... Can you get so much popcorn chicken that it's... Like, do they have
I think their bone-in chicken is the best. If you get... You used to be able to go get a big old... I mean, you can. You go get a bucket.
Yep. I did have that. A lot growing up.
Yeah. So, versus the Smash Burger. Smash Burger is a quality burger with the toppings. Now, in your opinion, is it the burger that's good or the toppings that are good?
Both. There's also chicken, though. I've never had it.
There was chicken, because I had the best sandwich I had at Smash Burger was a breaded chicken with onion straws and maybe guac.
Ooh.
It was pretty solid.
Yeah, so they have breaded and grilled. And I honestly think the first time I was ever at Smashburger, they must have like a vegetarian option. I want to say maybe it's like a black bean burger or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And... it was so fucking good. I mean, like, maybe that's the argument with the toppings. But, like, I am very picky about my burgers, like, not fast food burgers, I guess. And it was, you know, it's also very good with that.
So, I think entrees is probably going to be some discussion. So, let's go to sides.
Haystack onions. I think that's what they call them. The, like, tiny...
Mm-hmm.
Little shredded ones. Those are so fucking good. And they're like...
Is that a side? Or is that... I know it's on the burger.
You can get it as a side, too.
Okay.
And then they have I think it's called, like, a campfire sauce that is, like, a smoky Chick-fil-A sauce kind of taste. That's really good. They have sweet potato fries that fucking slap.
Yep, we talked about that.
So it boils down to fries. They have the Brussels sprouts.
Ew.
So... sides, and then
you say ew.
Yeah,
you don't like Brussels sprouts.
KFC,
interesting.
Has
mac and cheese,
the best coleslaw.
I would say fucking popcorn chicken is my argument there.
Popcorn chicken.
Sure, we can group that in kind of like half and half.
The mashed potatoes, the gravy again.
The potato wedges are fire.
If I was on my deathbed, and they had a IV. In my arm, I would tell them, switch that out with gravy. A thing of the gravy.
Death by gravy.
Because it is so good. I can't put to words how much I love that damn gravy. I'm not going to say I've done this, but the thought has crossed my mind where you finish the mashed potatoes, but there's still like half a container of gravy.
Oh, God. You were thinking about, like, drinking it?
I will say it's pretty thick. I have thought of drinking it.
I feel like what you're saying is you have drank it and you just don't want to say that.
You're just trying to, like, soft launch the idea with us in a welcome space.
Hey, that's your opinion. I'm going to stand by. It has crossed my mind. Did I cut a biscuit in half and put the biscuit in there? Yes, I did.
I respect that.
Because that goddamn gravy is so good.
I really don't remember what it tastes like, but I'll take your word for it because I love a good
gravy.
We're going
to go get some then.
Oh, it's like nice and thick, but it's...
Nice and thick.
Yeah.
Like to put it on a lady?
Oh.
Ooh.
Lick no. Oh.
No, I can't. Yeah.
Lubricant?
Oh, yeah. God! Oh.
You never know. I mean,
that's.
I would like to never know. Is what I want to.
KFC UTI gravy
and waiting.
It could be. You got to wash it out real good. In a pinch, KFC gravy and the ranch dressing at my high school. I said that all the time.
The ranch dressing from my high school.
I am seriously worried about your sexual health. Like.
You said those two things?
Yeah. Yes!
I've said that countless times, that ranch dressing was so damn good.
Just walked by Matt's bedroom. It smells like a cool ranch Dorito.
Oh my God.
It smells like KFC in Hidden Valley over here.
Yeah. I want to end my life. Thank you. Jesus fucking Christ.
All right, well.
So the sides.
I think sides we can give to KFC. I don't know.
Okay. Beverages.
Yeah, I feel like just by variety alone of what you guys just said, because I feel like Smashburger probably only has, I want to say, like 5 sides, maybe.
Yeah, it's fries, sweet potato fries, so Brussels sprouts.
Beverages I'm fine with giving to Smashburger solely because...
Milkshakes.
KFC is a Pepsi machine.
KFC is a Pepsi machine. It's, they got lemonade. And it's like a weird plastic, like I got it once. It was like a weird baggie, almost like Franzia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like you slap the bag of lemonade. Interesting. Super weird.
But, I would do that.
Okay.
It's like buying a bag of milk.
Yeah.
Milk.
So
I'm glad you crack yourself up.
Dylan's face. I locked eyes with him.
You just looked so happy.
He was horrified.
You just were so happy with it.
I'm having a mental breakdown.
You're just ready to go.
You're tired.
I know, it's a tough Sunday.
Her coke. She's coming off her coke crash.
So, beverages we can give
beverages
a smash.
Beverages to smash. So desserts.
What does KFC have for desserts?
Bundt cake.
Ooh.
The chocolate bundt cake that's pretty solid.
I want
but that's about
cake.
It.
I was going to say, I don't think they have many desserts.
I'd be fine with giving that to Smash.
Yeah.
So it's
milkshakes.
Yeah, their fucking shakes are so
game
good.
Over, yeah.
So they got the two. So, I mean, now we get into the availability. There are more KFCs.
By long.
Yeah, for sure.
Far Smash Burger.
Yeah, long.
So it's now 2-2. Value. I'll stand by KFC with the buckets as far as value goes. They always had like a box. I think they were having the box before like Taco Bell, where it was like a $5 box. And
I think so too.
I think inflation has probably made it like a $7 box now, but I would think value is KFC.
Yeah, Smashburger is so expensive that it's like, even if I'm going for myself, it's like, it really has to be like a couple times a year thing to justify spending that much on a burger.
An $18 burger.
Right.
And then I think Ambiance is KFC.
Again, I've not been in a KFC that isn't.
Yeah.
I don't think we were ever inside that one.
I don't know if it has a great Ambiance, but neither does Smashburger, really. It's just kind of like nothing unique.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like part of the ambiance is, like, that they do bring your food out and, like, clean your shit for you.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, like, it's not super nice and it's not gross. It's just kind of plain.
Yeah.
The Farmington KFC was always, like, like an 80s KFC. Like, it was just never updated. Mm-hmm. So it was like the super, super retro, I guess. But it was always just a nice, like, comforting place to be. I enjoyed it. So.
Okay. So do we want to give it to... Sounds like we're thinking KFC.
Yeah.
All right. R.I.P. Smashburger. So, good. So next time we got a 1-2 matchup in this quadrant, it's going to be 1-seed McDonald's taking KFC on 2-seed KFC.
And Mickey D's. Oh, boy. It's going
to
be fun.
I know. That'll be a good one.
Yeah.
And now we're about to have almost the exact same conversation because the next matchup we got going is 1-seed Chick-fil-A against 5-seed Five Guys. So another burger place versus another chicken place.
I've not had Five Guys, so I don't have a lot to say about that.
You've never had Five Guys?
Is that the place like that four? They throw...
You have not had Five Guys in your mouth?
Oh, that I've had a few times. Maybe 10 times.
Oh.
I think 7 guys.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me go get the ranch.
Oh, God. Oh. Is that the place that they throw the peanut shells on the ground, or is I think of someplace else? Yeah, we can't go there because of fucking Archer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to.
Well, yeah, they make the... It's the one where they always advertise where the potatoes are from because they got potatoes everywhere.
And, like, the potatoes are just, like, there. And then there's, like, a big thing of peanuts that you, like, a like shelled peanuts that you can, like, scoop a bowl of peanuts. So, yeah.
Damn. I feel like...
And the fries are in peanut oil.
One time I went in... It must have been with, like, Tyler or, you know, someone up in the Webster one. We went in and, or maybe it was Libby, I can't remember, but I didn't realize that they did that with peanut shells. And it was, like, from the people eating on the inside, they had just tossed the shells on the ground. And I was like, I can't wear my fucking shoes in the house. Like, my kid will die.
Yeah.
So I didn't go in there again. Yeah. I don't even think I ate there.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So Chick-fil-A, so then entrees, I would say... In my opinion, the burger, the Five Guys burger, is the best burger in this showdown. Would you?
It's up there for me. And I was going to say, this sucks because, like, I, as I said, I didn't really care for Smashburger or KFC, like, a lot. Mm. Now, I love both Chick-fil-A and I fucking love Five Guys. So, I wish we could have switched these matchups somehow.
This is near and dear to Dylan's.
Because this is, yeah, this one's going to tear me up a little bit. Because I would say that Five Guys is my second favorite burger on here.
What's your first?
I really like Tom Lawburgers. But I didn't grow up with them, so I don't know if that has any bearing, because we don't have Tom Walls in Binghamton where I grew up, but we do have Five Guys. So I would say if I'm not in Binghamton, or if I'm not here, and I want like a fast casual burger, Five Guys would be by far my choice. And their fries are so good. But I can say almost the exact same thing about Chick-fil-A. Like, they invented the chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's not even a joke. They made the chicken sandwich, mm-hmm. and they do it so good. And their waffle fries, I would put probably right behind Five Guys.
Oh, their fries are so good.
But, like, Five Guys just gives you so more.
Let's start with sides then, because I think that's going to be a pretty good jumping off point. Five Guys fries are the best. Chick-fil-A, a close second with the waffle fries. My favorite side at Chick-fil-A.
Mac and cheese.
The mac and cheese.
That, I don't think I've ever had that.
It slaps so hard. It's delicious.
I've had it, but I should order it more often. Because you know what I saw, like, on... This is forever ago, but, like, someone on TikTok, like, took the mac and cheese and the chicken, and they made, like, a wrap with it. They put the mac and cheese, on the chicken, wrapped it up, put some bacon in there, too.
Oh. That sounds delectable.
Damn.
And I have yet... I don't think I've done that. But yeah,
okay. Obviously, my newfound obsession with Chick-fil-A sauce is 100% your fault, but like I think that it says something that I've had Chick-fil-A a zillion times, and I didn't have that sauce before or know that it existed because I was addicted to yet another sauce. It was a fucking, like a avocado lime ranch sauce.
You love that.
That I fucking put on the burger instead.
Is it from Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, and I've never had like their grilled chicken. Yeah, I think it's meant to be a salad sauce. But their grilled chicken...
You mean a dressing?
She does.
A salad sauce.
I don't understand food, okay? Leave me alone. But I've only ever had their grilled chicken. I've never had the breaded one. And just putting that salad sauce.
You've only had the grilled chicken?
Yeah.
You've never had the breaded one?
Not even interested because it's so good.
I think I've had the grilled bites, but I don't think I've ever had the grilled sandwich. I love
the grilled nuggets.
That's weird that they have grilled nuggets. They're that sounds so messy. Good.
It's just a little piece of the chicken.
Yeah. So, I would say sides goes to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Again, this is. I just keep thinking how good of a matchup this is, because then when we talk about drinks, I'm going to have a type beverages, take there.
Do they both have Coke Freestyle?
Well, I was going to say, I don't know if Chick-fil-A has Coke Freestyle or just regular, but they're ice. Because I always go through drive-thru at Chick-fil-A.
True.
So I don't know if they have a Coke Freestyle or not. I know Five Guys does. They were one of the first places that had it.
Yeah.
I've been in several Chick-fil-A's, and I cannot tell you if they've had that, because I don't use or like that thing.
I don't think they do. I'm going to see if I can look it up real quick. But regardless, we can at least talk about the ice that Chick-fil-A has.
The ice
talk. You guys are fucking missing the fucking banger of all the drinks. They're fucking lemonade.
Yes, I always forget about the lemonades. You guys always have to remember.
That's what I get.
I don't know. Obviously, it's different everywhere. But like, you know, Fireman's barbecues, chicken barbecues. And like, mine has the most addictive lemonade. I don't even understand it. It's so good. And Chick-fil-A's is identical to that.
Yeah.
So that is something that I'm also addicted to.
Yes, the lemonade there, so good. Now that's what I drink, and I kicked the carbonation out from my life. But lemonade at Chick-fil-A is good. They do have Coke products, because I think I was getting...
I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I don't think they have a Freestyle.
I found a website. It's from Coca-Cola, but it's CocaColaFreestyle.com, and you can put locations. It just looks up locations.
I feel like if there was one in a parking lot meant to lure
JoJo.
What am I trying to say? Impressionable young adults into sex trafficking, you would already be gone.
Oh yeah. I would have been gone by the time I was 14.
Well, fuck.
Good age for that. Yeah, Five Guys has that. Does Five Guys have, like, lemonades and stuff? I never even think about ordering lemonades or teas.
I mean, it's in the thing. It's whatever's in the Freestyle.
Well, no, there's no teas or anything in there, I don't think.
No. There's Mr. Pibb.
Is it Dr. Pepper or Mr. Pibb at Five Guys?
It's Mr. Pibb.
I think Mr. Pibb's better than Dr. Pepper. Is that a hot take?
The fuck is wrong with you? Mr. Pibb is the shit you get from Topps, right?
No,
that's probably like Mr. Mountain or some shit.
Mr. Bob. It's called Mr. Bob. Dr. Bob.
Yeah, he's still.
Yes, Dr. Bob.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought he had his doctorate too.
Finally graduated 12 years later.
Dude, I saw a tweet online. It was some old guy. Like, you know, old men yell at skies, like just mad over everything. He like made a tweet like insinuating that he would be upset. Like, this, like, wokeness thing. He made a tweet insinuating how upset he would be if Dr. Pepper turned out to be a woman.
Oh, it was just such a weird. God.
It was such a weird thing. Like, I don't think there's anything that prompted that. And it was just an old guy yelling at the sky on Twitter.
Okay.
I feel like I'm also like that. I was literally yelling at two mammoth vultures that were fighting in my neighbor's tree for, like, 3 days, so... It's not the skies per se.
Well, I think Mr. Pibb is better than Dr. Pepper. Mr. Pibb, you can only get in a few spots. Apparently, Five Guys is one of them. Where else do I get it? Oh, Chipotle.
Pooh. I feel like it's been 10 years since I've had Mr. Pibb, so I
used to get it at Chuck E. Cheese as a kid.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese. You know what? Next time we do this, I might go to Chipotle ahead of time and get some Mr. Pibb.
Well, if they make the Final Four, then we're going anyway.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can see how that goes. Because that's the one place they know. I don't know if Five Guys has it or not. But
so, all right.
You want to give it to the Freestyle Machine, or you want to take that from me?
Fucking lemonade, dude. Yeah,
you can have it. I'm good with it.
It's Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Zerts.
They both have milkshakes.
I've never had Chick-fil-A's
milkshakes. I love both of their milkshakes.
I feel like it is weird for people to mix fruit into, like, peaches. Like, peach milk. That's so weird to me.
It sounds weird, but you said somebody liked the peach
one, right? My husband.
Okay. It's not my thing.
That makes me hate it, though.
But, like, at the same time, you've had a strawberry milkshake.
I hate strawberry milkshakes.
Okay.
Hates them.
I hate them.
They stink.
And I hate people that enjoy them.
So they both have really good milkshakes. Do either of them have anything else? Besides milkshakes.
I don't know.
Like Chick-fil-A,
they probably have cookies or something, right?
Probably.
You'd think we'd know all this stuff, considering this is like our fourth time talking so about these restaurants.
So
if we went,
so let's go. Oh, jeez.
That's what I'm saying.
Even availability.
Like, ooh, watermelon mint Sunjoy at fucking Chick-fil-A. I would say I'm gonna go get that, but today is Jesus.
I was about
today,
to say
so
I have something. You were gonna talk about availability, something
There's
relevant.
Two
closed on Sundays. There's three now. Closed on
Where's
Sundays.
Where's the third?
It's like Irondequoit area. It's like north.
I don't go.
There's the Grease one.
The Grease one was the Henrietta. First one, then Henrietta, and now they're up in Irondequoit too, I think. Mm. Like on West Ridge Road.
So there's three, but they're not open on East Ridge Road. The Lord's Day. Five Guys. Victor. Tweets. Webster. Probably Henrietta.
They have Pittsford. Yeah, great. Like, there's probably, like, I mean, I can look it up. I'm willing to bet there's
cookie,
probably...
Cookie, so fudge, brownie, ice cream.
Who's this?
Chick-fil-A.
Filla.
That's huge.
And it looks like soft serve ice cream, which I'm cool with.
So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Five Guys locations, which is actually less than I expected.
You know, I've never had Five Guys, but you know what they do have that Chick-fil-A doesn't? Again, just gonna assume here, the absence of hatred of anyone who is gay or trans. Like, it's not a menu item, but that is something that I believe occurs.
Yeah.
I don't let it affect my food.
I feel guilty every time that I fucking slurp up Chick-fil-A sauce. The only thing that makes me feel better about slurping up a fucking thing of Chick-fil-A sauce pretty much a week, like a whole thing, squeeze bottle, is that it does say that all of the profits from those go to the scholarship funding of their, like, workers or whatever.
Yeah, they do. They do take care of their workers.
100%.
Unless their workers happen to be gay or
part or trans. Well, then they wouldn't be workers.
LGBTQ workers.
Yeah. They would not be allowed to work.
Yeah, I mean, that sucks. Really, just the religion part of Chick-fil-A is what drags it down.
I don't think it drags it down. I think it... If you just ignore
why they're closed on Sundays.
Yeah.
Which I can't ignore that.
Which I feel like the same, so like a parallel is Hobby Lobby is much the same. They're closed on Sundays. And
I
didn't know what fucking Hobby Lobby was until I moved up here. I lived like a mile away in Webster.
Enjoy Hobby Lobby.
Huh?
I've never been to one, but I know they're similar, and they got a weird thing where they buy like, or they tried to buy one like ancient artifact for some reason. Yeah. I think it's happened more than once, but yeah, they got a weird thing going on there.
Yeah, but I loved me some fucking Hobby Lobby. I would go there for all my, like, craft supplies and, like, whatever. And then when I realized that they were also just fucking homophobes and all that other shit, I was just like, actually, no, I'll go to Michael's. Also right across the street. Much smaller, much
Michael,
more expensive.
And I'm pretty sure Michael is gay. Like,
whatever. Cool with
so
that.
So rather support.
I don't even know who Michael is.
Well, yeah. Back to...
So availability... Five guys.
Here.
So that makes
Rochester,
it,
New York.
Makes it 3-2. And then value.
I think Five Guys is pretty pricey. That was my argument against them.
Chick-fil-A is kind of pricey too.
They both are.
But you can get... So you can... If you get a sandwich and fries... What?
I was going to say, get an order on Chick-fil-A up of a burger and fries, and I'll do the same thing for
If you get a sandwich and fries and a drink at Chick-fil-A and Five Guys is probably like $20. Chick-fil-A is probably $15.
I'm just going to get a
sandwich. What did you say? Can you say the last sentence again?
Five Guys is probably $20 at least. Chick-fil-A is probably $15.
Oh, I thought you said 50. I was like, you're wild.
I'd probably still pay it if it was 50 for a good Chick-fil-A, a spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich on Sunday.
I'm going to do a pickup, start order, pay.
You know what we should do is...
So 8
order a bunch of Chick-fil-A on Saturday.
It literally won't even let me make up a fake order because they're closed.
All right, well, I'll just say this. If you just want
a As somebody who's been to both, I know.
Yeah, if you just want a cheeseburger from Five Guys, it's $9.49.
Jesus Christ. Chick-fil-A, just
burger.
A sandwich with bun, chicken, and that's it, is $6.15. Yeah, and that's exactly. All I can see.
So, 150% more.
If you ask, if you go to Five Guys and say, I want a cheeseburger, they'll do, you have to say junior for that one, because that's one patty.
Oh, you're right. What do you mean?
Because it's a double patty?
They're normal burger. So what he said, that, you know, a burger is one patty. And
it's $9?
You need to tell them that's a junior. If you say, I want a cheeseburger, they give you two patties, and it's probably $16.
Holy shit.
Correct. And then the fries.
Not even Smash Burger is that expensive.
Yeah.
Fucks.
So, Chick-fil-A moves on. Moving on.
All right.
What's the...
The next matchup.
The next one is Charlie's and T-Bell.
T-Bell and Charlie's, yeah. T-Bell, 2-seed. 6-seed, Charlie's.
2-6.
Again, I've never been to Charlie's, but I love Taco Bell, so...
Have you had a garbage plate? That's all that Charlie's represents.
We've talked about this. I'm not a big garbage plate guy.
I am a garbage plate. I am also trash.
It's because I don't like mac salad. What else do they typically have?
23.
Ketchup.
I'm not Rose's 23andMe results came back.
Turns out I'm 100% a fucking garbage plate.
Turns out she's 70% hamburger. She's 15% mashed salad.
A gesture.
And she's got 1% gesture. And
jester. No, I said it right.
Jester.
Right.
And she's got 14% home fry.
Was that 100%?
Probably.
And 100% reason to remember the name.
Yeah.
Yes. So. My name is also Garbage
Plate. Oh, no.
I legally changed it.
G Plate. So, entrees... I think if we go there, the garbage plate, Taco Bell puts out a smattering of tacos and burritos and chalupas and blah, blah, blah.
I think something that's really unique about Taco Bell is that no matter what it is going in, it is pee poop coming out. which I think is something so unique.
It always comes out not great.
I am crying.
It's the same combination of ingredients going in, just in a different format, and it's the exact same way coming out.
Yeah.
Those ingredients find the way.
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
So entrees,
I would say, is Taco Bell.
Okay. Lies.
I was going to say, what do you think? Talk me out of
time. I have not even been to Charlie's, and from the first time that we had this conversation...
Well...
That Mikey was like, it's garbage plate, fish fry, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I would sell all of the furniture in my house to have a year's supply of garbage plates.
So maybe we do this. Maybe we do sides, desserts, and drinks first. Because entrees we always get hung up on.
Yeah. Well, so, these have been good matchups. That's why.
These are good matchups. So if we go to sides. Let's go to sides.
I'm going to pull up the Charlie's website.
I
know what they've got.
I was going to say, I think they're going to beat Taco Bell. Because we talked about this last time. What's a Taco Bell side? Yeah.
Sadness.
Gas.
Yeah. Diarrhea.
Pee poop.
Pee poop.
Three horns for diarrhea. So yeah, sides is Charlie's. Beverages. It's basically Baja Blast versus Loganberry.
Loganberry, dude.
I take Baja Blast.
So you take.
Should we get Boy Meets World involved?
Is Baja Blast the one that is Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mountain Dew tastes like pencil shavings to me.
Yeah, and I'm not big on that Loganberry stuff that you guys.
Have you had it?
Yes.
Where? Okay, I need to know how you had your first head trauma.
Yeah, it's like the green and purple label, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan.
So Loganberry is like if you had. A red and blue slush puppy, and it was just the syrups.
Doesn't sound good to me.
I disagree with that. I can't really tell you what it tastes like, but it doesn't taste like that.
That's what I get. But so, all right. So beverages. That's a
another.
I'm assuming.
That's a battle.
So I'll say this. I'm okay with Charlie's winning this ultimately, because I think it would make for a good
place to go and eat.
A good place to go and eat, and a good next round matchup. And we already
not my motivation or anything, though.
We already have a 1v2 matchup for these matchups, so this would be another 1v2 matchup if we let Taco Bell win. I think it's close. I do think it's close, and it's not just because
I
don't care for garbage plates.
Let's try the business side of things. Availability.
It's going to be
Taco Bell.
So Taco Bell's got one. Value.
I've never been to Charlie's, but I'd go Taco Bell.
I don't know. A garbage plate can feed me 3 times and is usually, I would say on average, like $12, depending.
It depends, because if I have a garbage plate, I can probably get through it in one sitting.
I could, but I would be in gastrointestinal distress.
Either way.
It's just how I live my life.
Yeah. Either way.
Oh, hence 40-ounce milkshake.
You're pooping. Exactly. Yeah.
And then ambiance. This is a tough one. I think this is just a flip of the DVD.
I feel like the only Taco Bell I've been in, again, not connected to a KFC, are the fucking legit Taco Bells that are like the cantina, where it's like a bar.
I've been to one of those in Nashville, and it was sick.
Yes.
Okay, I think we give this straight up to the DVD.
Sure. Now,
for those paying attention at home, we cannot find the Kings of Leon DVD. But we do have...
The Kings Have Forsaken Us.
Boy Meets World.
Season 7.
Season 7 on DVD. It is...
We're going to have some ASMR here. Listen. Just opened it. Now we're going to take it out. I don't know if this will make a sound. Oh, that... I don't know.
The sound is going to be your finger breaking.
Topanga. We are going to go with the guidance and wisdom of Topanga.
I feel like I have bad juju about this DVD.
Why?
Why? Do you want to flip it?
Because she doesn't. Because she hates everything that I like.
Well, you can pick which side is which.
Do you think that's a coincidence or like that it's kismet?
It's kismet.
There you go.
You can pick the side. What do you want the top to be?
I want it to be flipped in the air and shatter into pieces.
I can't guarantee that.
No.
How many seasons of Boy Meets World are there?
Too many.
7, but they're all on Disney Plus, so it doesn't matter if it breaks.
what side do you want?
Please don't break it.
So, okay. We're going to go Boy Meets World side is T-Bell, and then the clear side or the mirror side is Charlie's, and I'm going to flip it upside down.
Do it closer to the mic.
Okay. Ready?
That just hit you in the face.
No,
I landed. I'm so afraid it's gonna hit my teeth.
She wanted her teeth.
It's green side up, and I don't remember what you said.
That would be T-Bell.
Green side.
Green side
up. So that would be a win for T-Bell.
T-Bell.
Taco Bell's moving on, so we got another 1v2.
All right, guys, well, I'm only going to do this if we can go to a fucking Taco Bell cantina. So, Vegas, here we come.
I'm game. Yeah, they're only in big cities. There might be one in New York City or Toronto, maybe. So we got 1 seed Chick-fil-A going against 2 seed Taco Bell. And again, 1 seed McDonald's against 2 seed KFC on the left side.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. We can keep going. So that takes us to the right side of the bracket. And we're going to have burger on burger matchup here. Burgers.
Burger on burger.
And this is... I already know where I'm going to go with this one. So we're going to have 1 seed Burger King against 5 seed Tom Walls. Mm. The floor is yours.
The floor is mine?
The floor, I don't know. I just felt like saying that.
The floor is the floor.
The
floor.
Ceiling is the roof.
The floor is
Michael
the floor.
Jordan.
Okay. Well, so there's a reason that the King of Burgers is a 1 seed in its own bracket. It is the Whopper. It is the chicken, the original chicken sandwich with the juices. We were talking about the juices.
The long, greasy boys.
The long, the big old long.
Girthy. Guy. You definitely said the word girthy.
The he big old the girthquake. So I think let's do what we've been doing. Let's do sides first. Tom Walls or Burger King. You, as somebody who enjoys Burger King's fries, because I do not.
Yeah, I thought they were good. I was listening back to that. I used to be a little more bold on them than I am now. I had them like a couple times, and I was a bit disappointed, so I've tempered myself a little bit. But I do still think that they're criminally underrated fries. They're just different. They're not the same. They're a lot thicker. They're a lot airier. Last time I said they didn't have a crust, which wasn't really true. They do. But the texture is just very different. It almost, like, they're fried, obviously, but it's almost like they were baked at a certain point of the process compared to other fries.
I feel like McDonald's fries to me, my, like, there's in one thing, of one order of fries, there will be inconsistencies in, like, texture and, like, length, and like my favorite ones are like the loosey-goosey ones that are like a little mushy, but I feel like
flippy floppies.
Yes, with Burger King fries, they are more uniform. Like one batch of fries will be more uniform in like texture and like the way that it's cooked and whatever, but I feel like Burger King fries are fucked up more. Like the whole batch will be fucked up. Or okay. I guess the inconsistencies between the batches.
I have another thought, too. It kind of, like, how to describe the fries. It's almost like they mash them up and then make them into fries.
Oh.
Compared to just cutting a potato and frying it. That's how I would maybe explain it.
They have fry-shaped molds that they put mashed potatoes into.
It's, well, yeah, that, like, texture-wise, it's almost like that's what they did. I'm not saying that's what they did, but that's a better way to describe, like, the airy-ofness.
Yes.
I could agree with that. That's a...
And, like, there are many different lengths.
Good ad at the end.
Yeah.
I don't like surprises, okay? That's what I'm saying.
Okay, anyways.
So I'll throw a wrench in this and say, I don't eat Burger King fries. I get the onion rings. Yeah,
I was going to say...
So good.
The I've zesty still never sauce, had those.
I know, but they are so good.
So this is where we started, right? On sides?
Yeah.
I'm not going to defend Tom Walls. It's Tom Walls, right? Hold on, let me pull this back up.
Sorry, I remember them having good fries. Not... Are their fries like steak fries, kind of?
Yeah, and they're not good.
They're the crinkle.
Oh, fries. I remember liking them.
The poop.
They do not, they do, by default, they do not season them. Ooh. You have to season them.
Oh, is Tom Walls where it's like very customary that they put vinegar on them?
Nope. There's nothing on them.
Or, I mean, like, that they have, like, vinegar at the... I've not had... We're at, like, the mall. I've only had the one in Avon. But I feel like they have vinegar at the...
Maybe, but...
Yeah.
Restaurant. I feel like that's the first place in my life I ever saw that. And I was like, what is that person doing?
I wouldn't do that with those fries.
I haven't seen it yet. No, the fries at Tom Walls are terrible. There's nothing redeeming about them. You know what I get when I get to, when I go to Tom Walls? So, they used to always have a BOGO, buy one, get one coupon on their website.
You just get two burgers.
This is another thing that COVID ruined. Now it's a buy one, get one half off, which when we get to value, the burgers are a bit overpriced. But I would go, I used to get a burger and fries and a drink, and I'm like, I hate this. I'd just go and get a BOGO and have two burgers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they do have onion rings. Tom Walls does. I haven't had them, have you?
Yeah, they're all right.
Would you say Burger King's are better?
Yes.
I think we can get Burger King sides.
Yes. Beverages.
I'm going to go with Tom Walls.
Loganberry and the root beer.
Yep, they have their own root beer, which is great.
Zerts.
Tom Walls. Did we introduce like what Tom Walls was last time for any non-Rochesterian listeners? It's kind of like a vintage, old style. Yeah, it's like a 50 diner style. Okay, I just want to make sure. 50 diner style burger joint.
Yeah.
And all of them are very similar in that aesthetic.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
So,
just want to make sure
we got Zerts would be... Tom Walls, because they got the ice cream counter. Yep. So it's 2-1.
Also, I've had Burger King shakes a few times, and I don't know. It kind of tastes like cheap fake ice cream.
So I had like this like memory of like when my papa used to like make it a big thing that we'd drive to Geneseo at the speed of 3 miles an hour and go get fucking Burger King. Shout and I remember, Geneseo. Right, that they would have these like pie... pieces that were like desserts where it would be like Reese's or Hershey's. The did they still have that?
I think. I don't
Those
know.
Those things fucking slap.
Yeah.
And they're maybe not frozen, but refrigerated, and they are so good.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know.
I'm a stan for that.
Okay.
But I don't remember what desserts Tom Walls has.
Shakes. Milkshakes and ice cream.
Good shakes.
They have soft serve. They have hard ice cream.
Yeah. I would say it's Tom Walls.
Those things
don't I would go to Tom Walls there,
so
too.
We got 2-1 Tom Walls. So now we get to availability. Burger King.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, especially when you leave Rochester.
Value. Now
I'd go
Burger King.
Yeah.
I'd go, I don't think Burger King's a great value, but it's better than Tom Wall's.
Correct.
And that juicy, girthy chicken sandwich is kind of expensive.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I wish we had a camera to see what you just did.
They send you coupons, though, every week. You get a whole, I don't know, I got them.
Burger King? Yeah, they always mail out coupons. Burger King does, Subway does.
Yeah.
McDonald's does. Yeah, McDonald's you don't ever get, well, maybe because you're further out in the sticks, right?
Yeah. I get like, we butchered a cow, would you like to? Yes.
That'd be awesome.
A whole family goes in to like butcher a cow or like do something with the meat.
If I had the space, I'd buy a half calf.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. You I buy like half fast a, food because I am trash.
You can buy like half a cow and have it butchered if you have like a ice box or something.
Can I do that with a person?
Well,
instead?
I don't have a space. If I had an ice box, I'd do it. Anyways. So I'd get
I didn't say that.
I'd give Burger King the edge on availability and affordability. Value. Experience.
I would Tom say Walls. Though, so they do the coupons, but they straight up lie. So on the commercial, they're like $6 box or like $6. You get the sandwich and the BK have it. They got the whole thing. If you go and you're like the $6 thing, okay, and it's $7.50. Like the tax is not $1.50 on that. Like what the hell's going on? And it's like, oh yeah.
Does it come with a drink and you're maybe not? Maybe it comes with a small drink and you're going to.
No, they're like it's $7. Like TV says $6, and your sign says.
Oh, you know what? Because it says on the bottom, prices and restrictions may vary.
Yeah, they're like it's
not available in Alaska and Hawaii.
Stupid.
Because I that's like the read those specific fucking problem.
I haven't used any of those other coupons besides the Subway ones, and we might have talked about this, but like I took it to the nearest Subway near me, and they're like, "Yeah, we don't accept those coupons." So it's like I was like, "Okay, only certain places do," and it's like, "Yeah,
they just leave."
Exactly. It's stupid. So that's just my little rant on those mailed out coupons. And then Tom Walls always has the coupons online, but again, it doesn't like even with the buy one get one half off, like it's still not worth it. I only go because I really enjoy their burgers, which I'm going to go Tom Walls on entrees.
I go. So, I think the ambiance you're saying is Tom Walls.
Yep, that vintage diner style
is
nice.
I would agree, but I would say Burger King used to do that. So,
but they don't now.
They don't now, correct. So, entrees, I'm saying it's Burger King. That original chicken sandwich.
I gotta disagree.
The original chicken sandwich beats anything else that Tom Walls brings to the table.
Yeah, fucking chicken fries, too.
Chicken fries, the nuggets. You ate 38 of them.
Oh, they're nuggets.
No, that
are
was.
So good.
That
the first time was Burger King.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So okay, I lied when we talked about Wendy's then, because then I had 32.
I
Wendy's
forget this
in
keeps
four
happening.
Minutes.
Yeah. No, that was the fourth time.
No, it was three different times, right?
Jesus Christ.
And I like a Whopper.
I did not like the chicken nuggets, by the way. I just wanted to win.
I like a good. The Whopper.
So what is that? So what's that? So if we have Burger King has entrees, availability, and affordability.
It makes it 4-3. BK.
I only have three fingers up so far. So Tom Walls has sides. Burger King has sides, so that's four. So Tom Walls has desserts, drinks.
Availability ambience. And value.
And ambiance. I'm not happy about it, but if you both want to give Burger King entrees, we can move on.
I the last time I was at Tom Walls,
I wish Paul County Road 41 was here.
He'd
be on my.
Don't
side.
Know. I don't think I was. It was probably like 10 years ago, and it was like really before I was into burgers. So I don't think I would have had
were
one.
Into burgers?
Oh yeah, dude. The first non-fast food burger I had was fucking Smash Burger.
Burger. I just want to say
they changed their name.
Beat the Knicks.
There you go.
Yes.
All right, it's BK.
All right, yeah.
BK Lounge
so
moves on.
Another one seed going to the, would that be the final four?
Avenges Long John Silver's.
Yeah.
What? That's another what?
What?
It'd be
1v5.
Another one seed going into the final four is what I meant to say. Okay, this next one, this one's going to be interesting. So it's two seed Chipotle against three seed Starbucks.
just died.
Physically. This is going to be hard for me. And this is also going to be probably the toughest one to argue because they're just, again, they're different, for what they
I guess I could ask one question that settles it without for even you. Discussion. Does Chipotle have coffee? Because if they do, Chipotle wins.
But they have Mr. Pibb.
Fuck you.
They have a freestyle, don't they?
No, not a freestyle. No. But it is Mr. They do have Mr. Pibb. I am.
The Victor one doesn't?
I'm thinking of the new one by where we're... Our office is moving. They definitely don't. Oh, don't Victor know. One does not either.
So here we go. Chipotle. Chipotle.
I feel like Chipotle is obviously going to win entrees.
That.
Starbucks is going to win desserts. So neither of them have sides.
Okay.
I guess I don't know what you would consider a side.
Well, we talked about this last time.
That corn. So, okay. So... I'll take the reins on this one.
Okay.
So the El Pastor chicken at Chipotle.
I don't even know what
is
that
is. So goddamn good.
It's like they're featured. Like,
signature. Is that somewhat new? I haven't been to Chipotle in over a year.
They always so they have like the regular stuff. They have like the steak, beef, steak, chicken, carnitas, and
barbacoa.
But then they'll rotate
El Pastor.
Yeah, right now it's El Pastor chicken. Mm. It's so good, and I don't usually get the chicken. When I go there, I'll get, like,
delicious.
The steak or... When they had the carne asada, that was my favorite. Yeah. But the El Pastor chicken is so good.
So here's what happened. Last time I went to Chipotle...
Oh, duh.
What?
Sides. Fucking chips and guac
and chips
queso.
And guac, yeah.
Then their chips are phenomenal.
Chips are phenomenal.
If they're made right.
The last time I went to Chipotle, I did not tell the woman no.
No. So, what happened to you?
I didn't say no to her. So she goes, you know, bowl. I'm like, bowl, give me the chicken and then the rice and the beans. What'd she say? Corn, lettuce, tomato? Yes. Guacamole, sour cream, queso? Yes. There's everything that she
what
had.
What did it taste like?
Oh, it was so good. It weighed like 4 pounds, but it was so good. That corn, I don't know what it is, but it is the most delicious corn.
It is.
Are you talking about like their corn salsa? Like
no, it wasn't corn salsa. It was just corn.
They don't have just corn at Chipotle. They have like the corn salsa.
Moe's has corn salsa.
No, Chipotle does too. It's like just mostly. It's like mostly corn. Like and then
talking about pale yellow corn, and it's got like tiny little pieces of onion and like cilantro in it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's their.
Corn. That's corn salsa.
That's what I always call it.
Huh. Yeah,
there's, whatever, the corn
Wait,
that they put on it.
I'm mixing it. I'm gonna look it up.
Just you for are my mixing own sake. It up. Moe's has corn salsa with tomatoes and everything. Poulter doesn't.
So, I think that obviously entrees would win, but I'm not, like...
I'm saying entrees and sides. I'll give beverages to Starbucks.
I guess, like, even with entrees, desserts. Like, I have fucking issues with Chipotle more than I enjoy it. And that's, like, even when Tyler was working at Chipotle, and, like, I guess, like, standard-wise or whatever, the kitchen was, like, the best in the area, and he would be the one at the grill, you know, like, chopping and cooking and whatever the fuck he would do. And I would, like, be like, hey, can you bring me home a bowl with my order? And I'd be like, if there's fucking fat on the steak, I will end your life.
Yeah.
Because it's so, I feel like the meat would be so inconsistent. And, like, most of the time it'd be good because, you know, I'd threaten his life. But then sometimes I'd be like, yo, this is disgusting. I don't want to eat the whole fucking bowl. Like, I would just scrape off the toppings and eat it. Hmm. And he would say that, like, sometimes they'd get whole steaks that were just marbled with fat. Like, it'd be inconsistent.
That sounds like a good thing.
And no, it's the texture for me when it cooks and it's so chewy.
You don't like it.
Yeah.
By the way, can I just add, it's called roasted corn, chili corn salsa.
There you go.
Roasted chili corn salsa.
But when,
It's delicious.
It's amazing.
But obviously, like, that would only be maybe once a week if I wanted it sort of thing. And all the other times I've had Chipotle and had to pay for it, like, it's not cheap. And I would say just as many times as I fucking loved it and enjoyed it and it was good... just as many times it grossed me out and I was fucking pissed off about it.
Okay, so did you try getting other meats?
Yeah, I think I tried chicken. Yeah. And then there was something, one of the ones
El
you
Pastor
just said.
Chicken.
No, I haven't.
Barbacoa?
No.
Carnitas?
So yeah, I think that...
The Mesa Grande had...
They had like a trial barbacoa. Period of that. Mm. And it was like a special menu item, and then they brought it back, so I think I had that at some point. They probably had,
yeah, just a variation.
And I didn't like the way that it tasted. Huh. I feel like I've had chicken once before, but I didn't like it, so I went back to steak.
So their steak can be overcooked. I'll say that. You don't get it. I don't know if you can probably speak if the chicken's overcooked, but sometimes the steak will be overcooked.
That chicken was so damn good. It could be overcooked all at once.
I think they use chicken thighs, which I've
They loved. Do. I don't love chicken thighs.
Love chicken thighs.
But the fact that they use that and I don't love it, but it's still good.
I love chicken thighs. So I don't know.
You love thighs, period.
It's true. I'm a big thigh guy. I did do legs today. I love both of these.
I think it's 2-2 coming out of the food, right?
Sure.
I mean, Starbucks does have like decent food, but it's all food that you put in like a toaster oven, so it's not. I don't know that really.
They're not going to win on entrees, but they're going to win on desserts, and they're going
to
win on.
They won where they're supposed to win.
Even their sides, though, so like Chipotle sides are chips and guac, like,
and their queso.
I don't think I've ever had their queso.
It's good.
So their chips, sometimes they're fucking overcooked. I've had chips that have no seasoning or lime on them.
I've never had bad chips from Chipotle. Yeah. I always get bad chips from Moe's. They're always like caked together or overcooked. See, what
I like when they're... I like when the chips are kind of stuck
to
together.
To a degree, but not when they're like...
they're like wavy. And
yeah, but not when they... Not no, when they can join.
Not that like this has any bearing on what we're talking about yet. Chili's has phenomenal chips.
Do they? Interesting.
So good.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
I want Chili's.
I've never had bad chips from Chipotle, and you know why? It's because they sell them separate. At Moe's, you get free chips. Chipotle, you gotta buy them chips.
Oh, okay.
That's why they come with lime and salt on them. Yeah. They're not included. So that, when we talk value, I mean, I don't think either of these places are a great value.
I think Chipotle is...
Yeah, to me, I think that it's... Value. I think that Starbucks for me is better. Well, so with their sides, like there are weird, unique things at Starbucks that I've had nowhere else that have piqued my like culinary interests elsewhere. Like they have I don't think they have quite the same anymore, but they used to have like a Manchego Sopressata, like cheese and meat, like a little snack, like a protein pack or something. Mm-hmm. That is so fucking good, and I, like, still crave it, but they don't make it quite the same anymore. They use, like, a different cheese or a different meat, and it's hard to find, but it's, like, I don't know, they've, like, introduced me to different weird food that I otherwise wouldn't have had.
You know what I want to try? I want to try that olive oil, coffee drink that they have at Starbucks now.
I've not heard of that.
Yeah, they just, I forget, it's called something, because it is a type of drink that exists, but it's olive oil and coffee.
I'm so hungry. Huh.
Apparently it makes you shit your fucking brains out though, because both of those things are
accelerants.
Yeah,
dude.
So apparently that'll clean you right out in the morning if you want to put an olive oil in your coffee. Which have I talked about this, like putting butter in coffee on here yet? I've
heard of people doing that.
Before. I think it's a European thing. I've tried it. I'm not a big fan. But it's not. It's actually not bad. Like, they do go together better than you'd expect. Which, I mean, it's a dairy product.
Yeah. That makes sense. Cream.
Yeah.
People put cream in there.
Oh, people put cream in there, yeah.
Also, a great, like, if you were a buttered noodle family, what fucking slaps is olive oil instead of butter. That's like, I crave that as an adult and we'll make it.
I almost did that last night, but I didn't feel like boiling pasta.
So.
Entrees and sides, Chipotle.
It's 2-2. Out of the food.
So available.
Sides, entrees and desserts, sides, and Chipotle. Desserts and drinks, Starbucks.
Oh,
entrees
okay.
and sides, Chipotle.
Gotcha.
So now, availability, Starbucks.
Availability.
Yeah, definitely Starbucks.
Probably Starbucks.
They are popping up more and more together, but like you might have three.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might have three Starbucks in a town and only one of them is Chipotle.
Value, I say, is Chipotle.
I disagree.
I say Chipotle for the exact reason that you think a garbage plate's a value. You can get a burrito bowl and get more than one meal out of it.
See, I would agree with that, but with the whole, just as many times as I fucking scarf the whole fucking burrito bowl down and am in love with it, the exact amount of times I've been like, this is disgusting, I can't eat this, because of the way the meat is cooked.
If we think about the value aspect of it, so is Starbucks. So if you wanted a coffee, is Starbucks the best value coffee available?
That depends on the order, and sometimes my answer is yes. So, like,
it's the best quality.
Right.
It definitely justifies its cost, in my opinion.
So my, like, Nespresso at home, if I loaded up, I would say, like, 3 shots of espresso from my Nespresso, which is, like, tasty, it's good, really doesn't even need, like, maybe I'll do a dash of a creamer. That would cost, I would say, $4 worth of pods. And it's good, and it's at home or whatever. My favorite Starbucks drink is actually a triple shot of espresso over ice in, like, a cup that is, like, much larger than the espresso. And then you top it with the salted cream cold foam, not salted caramel cream, and you shake the fucking shit out of that. And that thing costs $3. And it is so good.
They only charge you $3 for 3 shots of espresso?
Yeah. I mean, I've got reward points and stuff. So it's, well, like, well, never.
That's important to keep in mind. Did you say that with your Nespresso at home, like, you'll make a drink and it comes out to $4 worth of pods?
Because those pods, like, if you get specialty pods and they're, like, you're much, doing that many how much espresso
is a,
pods.
I don't have an espresso machine. I've always had a Keurig. How much is, like, a pod for espresso?
It depends. So, and it's, like, you get a sleeve, and sometimes if it's, like, regular coffee, like, I get like, a hazelnut coffee. It's not flavored. It's, like, naturally with the grounds. I think a sleeve will cost $15-$17, but then they have sleeves that are, like, regular fucking Colombian coffee that are, like, $8 for 10. And then okay, if you get a sleeve of espresso pods, you can get, like, a double espresso, a blonde espresso, a smoked espresso. Like, they're specialty, very good. And, like, they're really meant to, like, you literally pour it in an espresso cup and you just have one espresso.
Okay.
Like, so it's, and like,
so it makes, the pods are one shot of espresso.
Right.
Okay, I was just curious.
So they do have, like, a double, I believe, yeah, as well.
My point was, if you wanted a coffee and you want a burrito, I would think Starbucks is more than Dunkin' and Timmy Ho's.
Yeah, it's more expensive, generally speaking.
I had a Ice Cap Supreme with a shot of espresso added to it.
She's not gonna let us win this.
No. What? Not a crazy drink.
I said she's not gonna let us win.
If you want a coffee.
I'm giving you honest answers. So I had that from Tim Hortons like 2 weeks ago and it was $8. I don't get weird drinks like that from Starbucks.
You get 3 shots of espresso with some sort of foam and they shake the shit out of it.
Yeah, I don't get something that's made with a pump of this, a pump of that syrup. You put in a blender. You top it off with something else.
So I'm saying just black coffee in a cup.
Okay, something that you might not know about Starbucks. If you go and get a coffee from Starbucks, one coffee of any size, you can get that coffee refilled for free for the whole rest of that day.
How do you... Do you have to buy like, a specific cup? Like, can I bring
you
in
can't,
the paper
they
cup?
Do have, they have one that looks like a paper cup, but it's plastic so that it's not, like, wasting the paper cups, but that's, like, part of their shtick.
Okay.
It's the same with, like, teas as well.
By the end of, because I just buy, like, I just have it come in, like, that regular cardboard cup, and usually by the time I'm done with the drink, like, it's all saturated and gross, and I wouldn't want to reuse it.
They have ones that look like that, but they're reusable.
But could I, in theory, just take that cup back for more?
Yes. Because your receipt will show the date.
Okay.
So you take that cup back.
That's important.
And they will give you... So if I have a large mocha frappuccino and I finish it and I go back, they will give me another...
No. What? You said just a cup of coffee.
Okay. So if I have a large coffee and I finish it and then I go back...
Right.
They will give me...
Another large cup of
another
coffee.
Another large
Would
cup
they
of
put...
Coffee.
If I got like... Because I like that... I don't know if you get this in a hot coffee, but I like that sweet cream they have, the foam.
That would probably be like a 15 cent charge or
okay,
something
so
like
they
that.
Would charge you for the whatever
right.
you add.
And
the
I think that it's like, let's
be...
say you get the like whatever their dark roast
that's
is.
That's what I normally get.
And you get the first time, I think you can go back and get, like, a Pike's whatever the fuck. Okay. Or then you can get, like, a blonde roast, as long as it's a coffee.
Gotcha.
And the same with the tea, as long as it's a tea.
Makes sense. I did not know that. I knew Panera has, like, a monthly subscription where you can go and just get coffee. Or they used to, at least, but they're not. They got eliminated, RIP.
I'm just fact-checking myself just to make sure that this was not killed with COVID.
I'm really indifferent here. I would give it to Starbucks.
Okay, no, they do still do this as of January 3rd of 2023. They do free refills.
Okay. Want to give it to Starbucks?
So Chipotle is done?
Yeah, that would be an upset. 3-2. Starbucks is moving on to face one seed Burger King.
That's also disgusting and weird.
That is. I know, that's going to be a hard... That's going to be a tough one to talk about. Starbucks, they really threw a wrinkle in here by going as far as they have. But that's good, though, because we already have two 1v2 matchups. We definitely will not... Oh, no, we could have that in the next round because this is wrong. So we got two 1v2s. So this would be a 1v3 Burger King versus Starbucks in the Elite Eight. So, if we're good with that, we can move on to the next bracket, and we would be starting with one seed Wendy's in this corner going against 5-seed Jersey Mike's.
Okay.
I feel like we might get through this one a bit quicker. I feel like that last one probably took us the longest.
Have you guys had Jersey Mike's?
Yes.
Okay, I have not.
Wait, they're not a sub above, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like Jersey Mike's. I like Wendy's. I'm trying to think.
Fucking Wendy's Nuggets.
Wendy's Nuggets.
Wendy's Spicy Chicken Sandwich. Wendy's
Baconator. Son of Baconator. Frosties.
Do you say Son of Baconator?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like the smaller burger they have.
They seriously call it that?
They did, at least used to have Baconator. Oh my God. They'd have Baconator and Son of Baconator, yeah.
I love that.
Of House Baconator.
I also do think that, like, a weird combo that I love from Wendy's is fucking fries dipped in the Frosty.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Weirdly good. Why is that good?
Sweet and savory. I don't think that's that weird.
No. It's good.
It is good. So.
Entrees.
Entrees, I would say Wendy's. Sides,
I would say Wendy's because it's a sub. It's going against a sub shop.
Does Jersey Mike's do anything sub wise, entree wise that is like unique or better than other sub places?
I think it's
They cut the meat in front of you, and it's a good. It's like a chain, if DiBella's was like a national chain, basically.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like aesthetically.
People fucking love DiBella's.
Aesthetically, yeah. It's like trying to represent more of like your old school vintage sub shop, but it's also like the most chain type of sub shop that there is too. That's not Subway, and it definitely doesn't have like that bakery aesthetic that Subway does. It's more like, yeah, I don't know how to explain it. It's a good sub shop. I like it. It's actually probably my favorite on here. So I would be okay giving entrees to Jersey Mike's, but if you guys are fine with Wendy's getting it, I don't care.
Does.
Because for me, it's probably neck and neck. It just depends on what type of food I would want.
I've literally never had an entree from fucking Wendy's.
It's just like, really? Well,
I've only ever had
Nuggets.
Well, I consider
Nuggets an entree because it's a meal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. True.
Again, that's like half.
I think I think Wendy's sweeps it.
Yeah, they might because they have.
Because there's Frosties, so they win desserts.
They win desserts, they win availability, they win, I would say they win value. And what was the other one? There's like one I'm missing, but
Ambiance.
Yeah.
The Parrington Wendy's has I'd call it the a wash, solarium. But... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you say a solarium?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Like a greenhouse that you
really
kind of
where? I mean,
the Parrington Wendy's, the front of it, it's like the glass.
Huh. Where it is.
You can sit in there. Yeah, it's like a super old school.
Yeah, that's cool.
Right, Wendy's.
Wendy's is moving on.
Wendy's
okay.
Moves on, and I think Popeyes and Mall Food Court Chinese food.
So let's introduce that one. So we got 6-seed Mall Chinese versus 2-seed Popeyes.
This is no contest.
Oh, I feel bad because Paul County Road 41 is not here to defend.
Well, you know what? Nobody helped me.
His pick
when I had a pick. So.
So
fuck everybody.
Let's at least talk it out. Entrees.
entrees?
I think this is closer. So let's come back to entrees. Let's start sides. I would give Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Desserts. I give Popeyes.
Wait, it's Popeyes and who?
Mall Chinese.
Food court Chinese.
I don't know what fucking sides. Oh, there's dude, not... fucking, like, chicken, or, chicken fried rice is good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I always forget to consider those sides. I just consider that a meal.
The biscuits, the mac and cheese. I just had Popeyes the other day. Better. I just had it yesterday.
I guess something
What does Popeyes have for desserts?
Popeyes has the little box pie things like you were talking about.
From okay. Everything, yeah. Well, versus just like a fortune cookie. I think I'll take that. Yeah.
Beverages.
The malls.
They have Hawaiian Punch. They have Dr. Pepper. They have lemonade. They got sweet tea.
I feel like the only thing I've ever seen in like mall Chinese food or like even really in a Chinese restaurant is like, you know, like a fridge full of soda.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're usually like, I think they're usually locally owned. I don't think there's many chains.
I think this is...
Something that I do have to say that really takes away from Popeyes for me, and like, obviously this could just be my experience at, I don't even know where we are when we go to the one that you take me to.
Penfield.
That one is like...
The drive-thru line.
Yeah, it's like, are there...
It was like 40 minutes.
Yeah, and we were like, are there people inside? Yeah. And it was one... person. It was one it was fucking COVID. Person.
Darren Waste says it's Popeyes.
Huh? Yes.
Do you guys remember the meme when the chicken sandwiches came out? Just that lady just hunkered down on a bench.
It was a huge thing around Rochester, too, that, like, people were fucking going nuts about
it. Yeah, when they introduced the chicken sandwich, it was, like, a really big internet thing where everyone was, like, they, like, kept running out constantly because everyone also, was trying to get in on the sandwich craze.
I just remembered. So, when I was in college... Popeyes did a, it was like a $5 box or a $5 bucket. It was a special.
How did they even make money?
It was. It was dark meat and it was like legs and they you ran like out.
Dark meat? I don't really?
Like dark meat either.
How do you know it like it? Because it's all breaded, isn't it?
What?
Their whatever, their drums, or when you get a fucking bucket, all their chicken is breaded.
Yeah.
How do you know if it's dark meat by looking at the outside of it?
When you bite into it.
The piece of meat that it is.
Well, yeah.
But you're saying the whole bucket was dark meat?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like thighs.
It's all thighs or legs.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't fucking know that.
Yeah.
So.
That's why I like chicken thighs. I like dark meat. Popeyes is going to win that. So, I won't recap all of them.
Yeah, Popeyes, Wendy's.
Because I've already said it a million times. But yes, we're going to have one seed Wendy's going up against two seed Popeyes. So we have.
So we seeded.
Pretty well.
I think.
Bad?
No, I think we did well. I just.
Yeah, because we have 3 1v2 matchups and then we have a 1v3. I think
1v3 is going to be.
The only place we really had any iffy like alignment was like the 5 seeds all won.
Yeah.
So like those 4 or 5s were the only ones that we did a poor job seeding, I would or a bad job. Yeah, that'll do it for today. So that was the round of 16, correct? 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, no, that was the round of 16. Eight.
So we went through eight.
Yep, we went through 8 different matchups today. I would say. Besides one or two of these, we got most of our arguing out, sounds like, in the first round. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're all kind of more on the same page here going forward.
This is the Elite Eight.
This is the Elite Eight coming up. So we got 16 teams left.
There's eight.
I keep getting this pattern.
There's 8 left.
I know. I keep thinking that it's
8 left, 4 eight matchups
yep,
left.
4 matchups left.
That brings us to the final 4.
Got it. And then when we're at the final 4... With 4 restaurants, 2 matchups, that's when we're going to go to these places.
Correct.
And have that tied in. Okay, yes. So we have one more round to go.
Yeah.
The Elite Eight.
And after next week's round, we will go to the restaurants that win.
That's exciting. We're going to have
we should devise a scoring system.
We're going to have class outside those days.
Sure. Appreciate y'all stopping by and listening.
As always, Joe John, Philip Boughton, Rose John, Murray.
Philip Boughton, Rose, let us know what you think. Like, follow, subscribe.
Who do you want to win?
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah. We're still working on a lot of cool things. Theories on Series is coming together well, so we'll get that out to you guys here sooner than later, eventually.
Yeah.
And we're still working on a bunch of other series, some more brackets, a lot of things coming down the pipeline. So we're excited.
A lot on the books.
Yeah. Guys, keep listening. Keep subscribing. If you are on a medium in which you can like the podcast, like it, share, tell your family about it, tell your friends about it, talk to your dog.
Do not use ranch as a personal lubricant.
Yes, and gravy. We really advocate against that. Unless you are having sex with our dear friend Philip Outen.
Then we advocate for it.
To our Singapore friend, thank you for listening.
Yeah, to our one listener in Singapore and our other one listener in the United States.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace. Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Eric Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.